All right, Pastor, good to go.
And greetings in the blessed holy name of Lord Jesus Christ to the saints, the lost and found sheep of the house of Israel. It's coffee time with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Pour you a cup. Sit around the campfire with us. Right after this song, we'll have a good chat together.
Cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
It will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And that it will. Praise God Almighty. Hallelujah. I was praying to God Almighty this week, and I was praying that the wheels on Pharaoh's chariots would come off. And I was praying as I was a loosening and a binding for those hellhounds up there in Washington, D.C., that the cogs would break on their well-oiled wheels that they got moving, and they can't get things done. Let their affirmative action kick in for them. And let us be understanding that we win. We, the remnant, the Gideon elite, who have not yet been put totally asleep like the rest of the population around us, we are coming back. We are coming back with a vengeance. This old wheel's going to roll around again. Now, they've stolen our country. Our country's been stolen lock, stock, and barrel because they do, and they do well, what their daddy sent them to do, the devil, the steal, kill, and destroy. But this stealing and killing and destroying is not over with yet. And we'll see who gets the last punch in on this thing. And so I guess that's kind of a little sermon that I start out with this coffee time with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Let's all of us men take time to pray right now. Almighty God, most holy one of Israel, who rose from the grave, we claim the truth, not that we are going to win, but we done win when you came out of that tomb. And we march in your name, your blessed holy name, Jesus Christ, and we come against the enemy. Lord, it matters not to me how many there are in their army, how powerful their weapons are, and how significant they seem to have control of our people's minds. Lord, it's by faith that we stand, and we know that your word says it well. We win in the end. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Heavenly Father, make this broadcast today with the Radio Ranch Wranglers and guests a benefit to those out there that get discouraged, and it's easy to get discouraged in many ways when one looks at what's out there. If you look at the seen rather than the unseen, let this broadcast be an encouragement, is what I'm saying, to the saints, and a blow to them slithering snakes, those dirty, filthy, hellhound, bastard tares that are going to be gathered up and burned in the fire. May our anger help fuel that fire along with your wrath and your might. And we call for the blaze to start blazing up that Obadiah talked about. The house of Joseph become a flame and the house of Esau stubble. Oh, Lord, I say burn, baby, burn. And bring those tares into that burning fire and let them snap, crackle, and pop. Awaken your people to the slavery and the sorcery spell casting that's been put upon them. Do it in the name of Jesus Christ, because we call for it to be done. Right, Radio Ranch Wranglers?
Amen.
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 You heard us all say amen. Hallelujah. Well, amen is right. That's how we start this coffee time with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. I got Just Jason on the telephone line down there in La Porte, Colorado. Are you there, Jason?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Good. And we got right and ready, Richard, right-hand man, always ready to do what needs to be done. And he's there. Are you there, Richard?
Good morning. Good morning, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Is charismatic Christian Kyle sitting there beside you with a big smile?
That he is.
Good morning, right, sir.
Good. And now, good morning. And I'm a long ways away from the radio ranch, let me tell you. I'm just going to tell you where I'm at right now. Kind of hate to tell you, but I'm in Florida. And no, it's not just a vacation. It's a working vacation, let me tell you. I'm doing plenty here, but also I got on the line a guest with our Radio Ranch Wranglers today, and that's Rich from the East Coast. Can you hear me, Rich?
Sure can, Pastor.
And so we're all here. We're ready to go. Richard, I'm just going to throw it to you first.
Well, got an email from David in Texas, and it says, basically, it's a war. Make no mistake about it, says Texas Agricultural Commissioner Todd Staples, and it's happening on American soil. It says, Texas farmers and ranchers produce more cotton and more cattle than any other state. So this Texas Agricultural Commissioner Todd Staples is concerned that this war could eventually impact our food supply, and he calls it a threat to our national security. And basically, farmers and ranchers are being run off their own property by armed Mexican terrorists showing up and telling them they have to leave their land. Says in Texas, there's over 8,000 farms and ranches that back up to the Mexican border, and they basically have armed Mexican illegals coming through, and a lot of the ranches and farms down there are just shutting down, and the people, a lot of them are just moving out.
Just moving out.
Just moving out. One guy says, he says this one farmer decided to sell his farm. He says, it's really sad to say, you either have to beat them or join them, and I decided not to do either, and he just left. Said he's had that family farm for 100 years, and they're leaving. You know,
wow.
Mexico has become much more violent than Kabul, Afghanistan, or even Detroit lately. They're just killing people, beheading them, chopping them up left and right down there in Mexico. And if you venture too close.
For a few months back, we had a man that was a missionary, kind of a Baptist fellow. He had been trying to help those poor Mexican children. There's a lot of peasant children down there starving. And he felt like it was his missionary journey to try to help feed them. He'd go down there, and he'd work in missions and all down there. But he came up here. He heard us on shortwave, and he came up and became a Christian. He got baptized. But anyway, he told me last time I saw him, he said he wasn't going back. He said, it's just too dangerous down there. that there were too many killings and everything going on down there.
Well, there were two federal agents were killed down there just about 10 days ago. And then about a week before that, there was another missionary. They were coming back. It was an older retired man and his wife, and they were coming back, had been missionaries down there most of their life, and got shot. She got shot and killed at a, these drug cartels probably wanting to steal their truck. And it's an absolute war down there, but our people that are down there can't carry firearms, and it's just an absolute war zone south of the border.
Down there, look what they're trying to do with this firearm deal up here. Can you imagine what the men of Texas would have done 100 years ago if this kind of crap had been going on?
You know, we watched the Alamo last night, and a couple of my children had really never seen it, and so it was quite interesting to them. You know, George, he was asking questions through the whole movie. And I think the day that happened is coming up this Sunday, I think. I think it's March 6th, tomorrow.
Is that right?
I believe the day the Alamo Day. Does that sound about right, Jason?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it is right there at it. So,
you know, man, it's not just down there in the Texas line. I was talking to Rich, our guest this morning with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, and Rich, why don't you tell them about what they do with the Cubans down in Florida?
Well, the Cubans have got a special deal, Pastor. Down here, if they come over on a boat with inner tubes or whatever way they do it, the minute they hit shore, they have what they call a wet foot, dry foot policy. And dry foot means that they actually touch the beach on the dry land. It was $5,000 a head, no taxes for 5 years, free health care, and they set them up with housing.
See, Mr. Rich, which way can I come up on the beach? I will be there shortly. Me and my 14 children, we will be right there.
You need to brush up, bun, you know, and we'll show you a beach right over here. And so what they do is the Coast Guard actually does its best to try to see any boats that are coming from Cuba over here and what direction they're going, and they try to intercept them. If they intercept them in the water, they just ship them right back to Cuba. Probably bring them over to Gitmo and then let them out the front door. But it's an amazing thing that the special deals that they get from our government, but that's only the Cubans. Then you got piles and piles of Haitians that are trying to get in here, and they just send the Haitians right back. They don't have any special deals like the Cubans have. But it's an amazing thing. Here we are. I just saw that Hillary and Obama were given. The Libyan giving Gaddafi the ultimatum to step down and get out of his country and leave. And they're threatening to enforce a no-fly zone and start bringing our troops in there. So we're already in two no-win wars. So let's start a third no-win war in Libya and leave those Texans out to dry down there and don't give them any protection at all from these bastards that have come across the border. It's awful. Just awful.
Ladies and gentlemen, wake up. And understand, for those of you that do listen to the Scriptures for America Worldwide radio broadcasts on shortwave, satellite, and internet, we're the only ministry that I know of that's telling you the truth. The bottom line, that God is still the God of Israel, and who Israel is, and he still has a land and a people. And people, we are being invaded, we're being stolen from, killed, robbed, and the whole works. And they want to talk to you about higher taxes and what they got planned for you. When I say the theys, when you take the Glenn Becks and the Bill O'Reillys and the Rush Limbaughs and the Alex Jones and the Lindsey Williams and the Mars guy down there in Texas and all, they don't touch this stuff at all. And if there's any way they can bring us down, they would, because we got the truth and they're on the other side. And you better wake up, folks. But there is going to be an awakening. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is going to be an awakening, and there's going to be a shaking, and there's going to be some people mad as hell when they finally figure this thing out. You guys agree?
Amen to that.
Amen. Amen.
So we're just a voice in the wilderness, but we keep putting her out there, bailing it out. Well, that's a good way to start out this Scriptures for America Radio Ranch Wrangler talk. Richard, you got me all fired up.
Well,
thinking
good.
About those men losing their places there in Texas. It's no difference than what's happening over in Africa right now, in South Africa. Farmers giving up their farms, is it?
No, it's very similar to that. It's just that in Mexico, they're killing Mexicans, and they kill an American every now and then. But down in South Africa, it's the blacks killing white people, and they've had six.
They're running the farmers off their farms.
Absolutely. And they say in the last several years, there's been over 30,000 white farmers killed. Talk about a genocide. Well, Jason, before we get off Texas, Jason, you had a little something to do with Texas, didn't you?
Yeah, I had, you look at what has happened. We're talking about Texas, and I think this is a good point. I got a soundbite here that we're going to play here in just a second, but this was a soundbite that I got that was taken off of an NBC radio program, and why don't we go ahead and just play it?
And now, here again is the star of our show, Joel McRae.
One of the pleasures afforded us here in this show is the large number of letters we receive asking for special information about the Texas Rangers. This week we received one, an especially interesting letter, in which the writer said she had heard of an official Ranger's prayer and inquired if such a prayer actually existed. It does. The prayer was written by Captain Pierre Bernard Hill, chaplain of the Texas Rangers, and I should like you to hear it. O God, whose end is justice, whose strength is all our stay, be near and bless my mission as I go forth today. Let wisdom guide my actions, let courage fill my heart, and help me, Lord, in every hour to do a ranger's part. Protect when danger threatens, sustain when trails are rough. Help me to keep my standard high and smile at each rebuff. When night comes down upon me, I pray thee, Lord, be nigh, whether on lonely scout or camped under Texas sky. Keep me, O God, in life, and when my days shall end, forgive my sins and take me in, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
And that was a radio clip that was on NBC Radio, but it wasn't recently. It was in 1950 when it was aired off of Tales of the Texas Rangers radio program. But it shows you how much, since 1950,
that's
how
a good sound
things have changed.
It shows
back
you
then,
how
I mean,
far
a prayer
away
in Jesus' name
being
broadcast on the NBC radio network,
days,
that's something that you ain't going to hear today. And that's when our people were good. They feared God. They looked to God for wisdom. They looked to God for courage. They looked to God for protection. And they had their land. And look at what those Texas Rangers could do. And now they're being run off their land. And but look at the spiritual state spiritual condition of the people today. They don't have the fear of God, and they don't look to God for the protection.
Amen.
And it was interesting that you can look at and just see how much things have changed. You know, I mean, we talk about Satan being the prince of the air, you know, and look at what's being broadcast over the airways today versus over 60 years ago. You know, what they were putting in front of people. You know, the spiritual condition of the people has changed so much, and we're losing our land because the spiritual condition of the people has changed. You know, we've talked about, you know, just our men becoming castrated. And I was looking at some stuff this week, and I ran across a study that was done by a couple of guys, and it was a study called Ways Women Castrate Men. And it was kind of interesting because they have they list a couple of different ways that women castrate men. They say that there's three types of castration, which I tend to disagree with there just being only three. And it's kind of interesting to look at what they do have to say. They talk about there being the frontal castration, which is when a woman insults you in front of other people. This is a powerful way to humiliate and embarrass you in public. One component of this castration is that since there are other people around you, it leaves you feeling stuck because you do not want to cause a scene, and yet you don't want to let her continue to attack you. And their solution is, if she doesn't stop, leave the situation and try to talk to her in private. If she's unwilling to do that, go home. That's one of the forms of castration that they say that is one of the predominant types of castration. They also go into
now,
what they call blind spot castration.
Would you get that first
castration.
Part again? You kind of broke
blind
up
spot
on
castration
me. What
happens when you are feeling really good about a woman and she gives you a compliment about something and you feel very connected to her and happy. But then she quickly criticizes you. For example, you bring a woman flowers. She is really excited to have them and puts them into a vase. But then she says, "You brought me lilies. I told you you only like roses." And then they go on to talk about the bear trap castration, which is what they say the most common form of castration. One of the ways a man shows that he cares about a woman is offering solutions to her problems. So if a woman has a problem with something at her job or with a problem with her car, a guy wants to help out and find a solution. When a woman uses the bear trapping method of castration, she rejects any and all of your solutions to her problems and tells you the ideas are useless. You are castrated by never being able to make a difference for the woman, no matter how hard you try and no matter what you do. And they go on and on in this study, but that's their three forms of castration. But the interesting thing is that they're actually coming out saying that women are trying to castrate men. It's just a recent study, and it was actually a couple of people that put it together. They've written a couple of books, but it's something that you didn't hear about that long ago. And I was looking for trying to find out if they would say anything about the chemical castration, because one thing that they'll talk about these forms of castration, but they don't talk about the chemical castration. And I think that a lot of these creatures that we're dealing with, these aliens, these terrors, have this instinct inside them, and they'll tend to go to something else. Like one of the things that these terrors are pushing very heavily is the soy products. And the soy products lower, it's a chemical form of castration for men. And when they get men to eat it, their testosterone levels go down, and the result is they become castrated. And it's kind of interesting to look at what the how much, just even in the health industry, they're pushing like the soy-based products. And if anybody has any idea and wants to look at what the effects of this are, it's destruction. I mean, they push it as a health product when it's absolutely detrimental to your health. I don't care if you're a man or a woman, it's bad for you. If you look at what I don't know, I was thinking about the different forms of castration just right before we came on the radio, and thinking about they have the chemical castration. Here at the radio ranch, we usually use the cutting form of castration. We use a scalpel or a knife. And you talk to the old-timers, they say that that's a lot less harmful in the long run to your animals. They have a lot less stress when you use that form of castration. But they also, a lot of people use the banding process of castration. Well, they actually band them. And I was thinking about that, the banding process, in light of that Ezekiel chapter 13. It just kind of hit me. right before we came on, so I just pulled it up, but it says in verse 20, "Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against your magic bands by which you hunt lives as birds. I will tear them from your arms, and I will let them go, even those lives whom you hunt as birds. I will also tear off your veils and deliver my people from your hands, and they will no longer be in your hands to be hunted, and you will know that I am the Lord." And there's this castration process that's been going on for a long time, and nobody's called it what it is. And I think it's just important for people to realize that these things are. And if somebody's trying to get you to eat a soy product and put this in your body, maybe it's by design. Maybe they're on the other side.
And they might be doing it just as creatures of instinct that they are, too, some of these terrors.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I picked up on something the other day, Jason. It was interesting. Kind of goes along with what you're saying. And you've heard of all these people. The doctors are recommending that they take a baby aspirin every day or an aspirin a day, and to help the blood flow in their heart, supposedly to thin out their blood. And just a new thing that they just picked up that. That causes erectile dysfunction by doing slow, steady doses of ibuprofen and aspirin all the time. That cuts our men off, so then they get to sell them Viagra. Isn't that wonderful? So this is a method of castration by the drug guys for you.
Well, and it's interesting, and there's so many things that come along with that. Just like you said, they can get rich off of them on both ends. They can sell them the aspirin, and they can cause an effect. You know, they always play both sides of the fence. I was pulled up.
Well, you know,
this,
it thins out the blood so much too that these guys. I've seen some guys in their 60s that dutifully take their pills and everything, and they'll just get a slight scratch, and they will bleed like crazy. Their blood won't clot on them. So, I mean, it's amazing the things that they're doing with that. And, you know, you mentioned the soy product, which the soy products that are heavily in survival food these days. So
yep.
When you talk in... A lot of people thinking about, things don't look that good at the moment, and it's their last chance to start to stock up on some stuff just in case there's a problem. And you check out, and I started checking out some survival food places. They've got this one out there, Wise Foods, and it's all TSP, which is textured soy protein. It's not even, like, if they have a meat dish, there's no meat in it. And it's all soy based. So how wise would you be to buy that food, stock it all up, get a few years of supply of food that's going to actually cut off your testosterone level? What a great idea, huh?
Yeah. It
yep.
Is.
Well, guys, we lost somebody. Let's see. I think that
I
was.
I think you have to call the pastor back.
I'll do that. All right.
Well, and I pulled up on this. I just went to the Beef Cattle Association, went to their website, and see what they have to say about castration. And they put it, castration is a management practice that should be performed on all male beef calves. Castration is the removal of the testicles of a bull by either surgical or non-surgical methods. It is recommended because of consumer preference for economic considerations and to improve the temperament of the cattle. And I think that that's one of the main reasons too that they want to do it is they want to control the temperament of the populace. They want to create a bunch of steers out there. They want people castrated.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Hey guys, let's have a song. This is from the La Porte Church of Christ. The kind of music we listen to, folks. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers live, basically from sea to shining sea. We'll be right back.
Imagine there's no sickness. It isn't hard to do. No greed or pain or hunger, and no backstabbers too. Imagine all God's people living life for Him. Imagine there's no faggots. It's easy if you try. A world free of sinners. Jesus Christ on high. Imagine all God's people living life for Him. Well, you can call me a Christian, and I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and we all can live as one. Imagine no abortions. I wonder if you can. No tyranny or taxes. An end to evil plans. Imagine God's commandments ruling. Call me a Christian, and I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and we all can live as one.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is music from the LaPorte Church of Christ. How you like that, guys?
Great. That was pretty good.
I like it.
You know, Jason, I was thinking, you know, we have a corral here at the Radio Ranch with 11 what we call feeder steers. Now, they've all been castrated. They're castrated bulls. And occasionally I have to get in there with them. And if they weren't castrated bulls, I'd be in a world of hurt because, I mean...
You wouldn't want to get in there too much, would you?
No, they want that food, and they can run... I mean, they'll put their nose on my jackets. I mean, they're just right there ready to, you know, step on my feet or whatever. If those weren't castrated bulls, I wouldn't be in that corral, I'm telling you, because we got a pen with four non-castrated bulls, and I ain't about to get in there and try to feed them by hand. You know what I mean? So the world out there knows what they're doing by castrating the men out there. And me and Tracy, after church last Sunday, we went to a ice cream parlor in Fort Collins, and Tracy got to witness one of these men and women. We couldn't tell which one was the man and which one was the woman at first because they had the same haircut, you know, and they're both in their 70s. And we go up and we're ordering ice cream at the counter, and I had to go to the restroom, so I took off, and she said she stood there, and she watched this old woman berail this old man, you know. And then when she got done with it, because she wanted to tell him what size ice cream he wanted, what kind he wanted, and everything else, and he was trying to argue with her at first, and finally he just shut up, and she just turned to Tracy and said, "Men." You know, And Tracy, not having my disposition, I mean, I would have probably, you know, railed on her, you know, and told her, yeah, he's probably provided for you for 50 years, you know, and you know, he doesn't agree with you on the ice cream, and you know, but, you know, Tracy just, you know, kind of told me about it later, and I'm just thinking, yeah, castrated men all over this planet, you know. So anyway.
That's true, and you'll watch him go in the restaurant, and she'll be pushing a cart. He'll be, or he might push it for her, but he'll be shuffling his feet and following her around. And there's been an energy transfer. When this goes on, over a period of time in a marriage, the husband and wife becomes one, she will take and drain him of the energy, and she'll have it. When they got married, that man could have whipped her with one hand behind his back. And now at the end of their marriage, she could do the same with her hand behind her back because there's been an energy transfer.
Absolutely.
About frequency.
It's all about frequency.
Yeah. And I tell you what, now I want to say this to the women that are listening. There are a lot of women out there. If you don't stop listening to people, out there, and you have a trait. It comes from the garden. One of the curses that came out of the garden was the Lord says, and your desire will be to your husband. Well, what that means, I believe, is that you have a desire to rule, and somewhere you keep that. And the best of the woman I got is good a woman for one, but the other. Me, she raised her voice to me and started barking at me. I just made up my mind. I'm a man of God, and no woman's castigate. That word castigate is very similar to castrate. A lot of men have just women all of a sudden start castigating them. And you finally have to say, stop. So we're dealing with an issue here that the Judeo-Christian world doesn't deal with correctly.
You know, they don't deal with it all. They just let them have their way.
Yeah.
I think to add on to what you just said, Pastor, is that that the prayers will be hindered in a big way when the women aren't in the proper positioning in the household. And because the man is, you know, he is supposed to be the king and the priest of the household. And he's the one that makes supplications to our Lord for blessings for his family. So when he is cut off and castrated, it's going to affect the entire family and the blessings that the family is going to get.
You know, Pastor, we were talking a couple weeks ago about.
Ladies and gentlemen, we never know what direction we're going to go. We open up this Radio Ranch Wrangler campfire chat. And I had no idea we were going this way, but that's pretty good stuff you brought out, Jason.
You know, Pastor.
Well, I think people need to hear more of this. You know what? And especially some of the younger men that are on the ministry, because it's kind of up to us to send them the right message. Not
well,
that you're
where can
Jason
people hear
or anything? You know.
Where can young men or men or anybody hear that that people are trying to be castrated out there? I mean, that's not a very common talked about subject. But the problem is it's
correct. Real.
It's going on all over the country. Men are getting castrated left and right through different forms all the time, and they need to be aware of it.
Absolutely.
Look at who's running Homeland Security. Give me a break. The lesbian in charge.
Well, let me read a piece of scripture here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting with verse 7. I'll start with verse 8. Therefore, I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension. Likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly garments, but rather by means of good works, as befit Buffett's a woman making a claim to godliness. Let a woman quietly receive instruction with entire submissiveness, but I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet. For it was Adam who was first created, and then Eve. And it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman, being quite deceived, fell into transgression. But women shall be preserved through the bearing of children, if they continue in faith and love and sanctify with self-restraint. Just thought I'd read that.
That's a good scripture, good scripture.
And I happen to be
another
here.
Another scripture.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Another scripture that comes to my mind, women would have a fit with. It points it out that Abraham, his wife, Sarah, called him what, men?
Lord.
Lord. Called him Lord.
Lord. That's right.
You know, Pastor, we were talking just a couple weeks ago about the place that people have. And that that once upon a time, women knew their place, and they knew that their place was as Kyle described, that they were to be in submission to their husbands, and even the marriage vows were to love, honor, and obey, and because of this Jezebel spirit that's so prevalent in the land, the women do not know their place anymore. And I speak in generalities. If you go back about 45 years. Look 40 years ago, even in the United States, at the black community. There was a time that the blacks in America understood their place. And blacks had homes. They had the one big thing that you don't have today that blacks had a couple generations ago was you had the father in the home. And the black children knew who their father was. And it wasn't like
and the black children weren't in jail.
That's right. The prisons in America weren't 65% black, and so the enemy has done that. The enemy has already virtually destroyed any sense of family that the black community has. And again, I speak in generalities. And the next thing on their list is, of course, us, the Anglo-Saxons, those that are Christian. Or at least are white, and it ties right in with, you know, because the white man has forgot his place as well. These are the things that are coming upon him, from chemical castration to frontal castration in front of his peers by his wife or women in general.
We're absolutely seeing the theft of our white women too by the blacks. And if you notice, next time you're watching TV, every time you see a black guy on a commercial, you're going to more than likely see a blonde female right next to him, walking in the background or something, and they continually put this before our women right now to make it, you know, in Heidi Klum, who was, what, the top model in the world, she married one of the ugliest guys I've seen in a long time, and he's black. And they keep continually trying to steal our women and destroy our race with miscegenation. And it's not by chance. I mean, anyone out there who just says, oh, well, that's the way it is today. There's no by chance about it. I mean, this is totally planned. The destruction of our people is awful, you know. And I feel so bad about the black people, how they've been destroyed. I mean, they shouldn't be in this type of mess right now, and the black woman, that poor thing, she's seeing all the viable black men go after nothing but white women. I mean, the destruction of their race is being completed too. So it's a terrible thing that we're witnessing right now.
Let me tell you when it all began, as I remember. I remember America of the 50s. I was a child. You want to know when the Cubans started coming in? When we let I Love Lucy marry a Cuban. That they had to start pushing this interracial marriage lightly. And so the Cuban, Ricky, looked very light in his skin, but he was still a Cuban. And then they made it funny for Lucy always to disobey her husband. And then there was the Jackie Gleason show. I remember it and how Jackie... was Jackie Gleason was always made to look like Ralph Crampton was his name, his stage name. And Ralph Crampton would always look like a dummy, and his wife would be the smart one. Yeah, the moon, Alice.
To the moon. And he's threatening to beat his wife.
Yeah. So anyway, they were at work then. That's pretty mild now compared to what we got now. But that's the way it started. Hello?
Yeah. Good point.
That means somebody's supposed to say something.
Yeah, it is. You're right, Pastor. We've gone from when TV first started, the black and white from the Ralph Cramdens and that to where now most, thank goodness, we turned the TV off 15 years ago and are kind of like you, Pastor, just maybe when you travel, you see it here or there, or, you know, if you happen to go up to Pizza Hut to try to eat dinner one night and they have the TV on. But now most of the shows, of the TV shows, they have their resident queer. They've got their resident flaming fag homosexual on there. And
it'd be a white guy.
It is. No, yeah, it's all, yeah, the queers are always the white guys, and the pretty blondes are with the big black men, and now they're starting to show, we rented some stuff, we stopped renting it when we saw this, but, you know, a couple of female cheerleaders are making out, and they just push this sin, these antichrist filthy, the majority of them Jews that run and own Hollywood, and that we pay to put this filth into our homes on cable TV and movies, that's their agenda. They know that as long as they can cause us to sin, that our God will pour out his wrath upon us. And it's
absolutely,
it's
what
all
time
over
is,
the
TV. How much
TVs.
Time we got left?
We've still got about 10 minutes.
Well, we got enough time. Let's do it, men. Let's bind these dirty, filthy, tear bastards right now. We got, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us right here together, not to mention those that have joined us together out there on the radio, that we can come together in agreement in the name of Jesus Christ. We have weaponry that are powerful for the destruction of fortresses, ladies and gentlemen. Let's use it on these dirty sons of hell that have been destroying us, destroying our race, destroying our country, destroying our white Christian culture, destroying manhood. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, and we are mad. We come with a burning anger that is so scriptural, may it be the flames of Obadiah, that Joseph becomes a flame and Esau, Edom, a stubble. Oh, God Almighty, I want these dirty bastards to burn, crackle, snap, and pop. Bring forth angels to take these that we bind right now and bundle them and throw them into the fire and awaken your people. Become angry at what they've been done. Angry at them and angry at themselves for having turned away from their God, and grant them repentance if they come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil. Now, in the name Jesus Christ, we bind them, all of them. We see it being done in heaven right now. Do you see it, men?
Yes. Amen. Yes, we see it.
They're being bound, and we know that it's done in heaven. It'll be done on earth. Yes. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Bind them, that their confusion comes upon them, that their greed and their tendency to exploit becomes their trap and their snare, and they cannot stop, and they're consumed, they're caught up in their own devices. Let the wheels of chariots of barrels come off. Let them crash into one another. Let the terror come down upon them, the sense that we are calling upon our God. Save us, Lord Jesus Christ, save us. We repent and turn from our wicked ways, and we make intercession for our land and our people. We that are the remnant that are left, we do this in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them. And Lord, we loose their deceptive ties that they have over the minds of the people and the hearts, the desires for people to sin and play while Rome burns, so to speak. Oh, Lord, we see those bonds, those chains being dissolved and removed, and the people awakening, and the wrath of the awakened coming to pass, where the Anglo-Saxon comes to hate those that hate him without cause, and they steal, they kill, and they destroy. And they'll see to it that we not only don't have any balls, Lord, but we don't have any children to reproduce to carry on after us. Their desire is to wipe out Israel. And, Lord, they have gone beyond their commission. Now we commission you to send forth angels with the commission even this day to go around and bundle up the tares that we have dumbfound right now. And see to it that they're burned. Let the diseases they put upon us come right back into their camp and begin to flourish. Let the plague of Obadiah 14 or Zechariah 14 settle down real solidly upon them. May their may their souls, eyeballs, flesh rot. Almighty God, we want victory, and we claim that victory in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I shake off my feet, and I want every Radio Ranch Wrangler and our guests to shake their feet of the dust of these that look down upon what we're doing right now. Let it be a testimony against them, and they can just have it be a testimony as it was with Sodom and Gomorrah of old. But we go forth in victory in the name of Jesus. We don't just curse and bemoan and groan over what they've done. We come at them, and we're going to undo it, and we're going to do to them at least double what they've done to us. And so we do it now with this binding and loosing prayer in the name Jesus Christ. Do your job now, Lord, in regards to this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, that feels better than just groaning and bemoaning what they've done, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
It sure does.
And we got a new program on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network, and that's Vibrant Vibrations. And I wanted to tell you folks just a little bit about it. It's on Friday nights, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, and it's a one-hour program. And it will be being archived there at the SFAWBN site as well. And it's a show that's all about frequency, talking about the different frequencies that are going on all around us, some of them that you may know about, some of them that you may not know about. We heard a preacher talk about frequency and said it's all about frequency, and that's sure been the case, and it's coming clearer and clearer all the time. And it's a program where we're trying to educate people on how they can have better health and better life through understanding what's going on around them.
Amen. It's a fine program. I was pleased to introduce it last week. Vibrant Vibrations comes along at 8 p.m. Mountain Time on Friday nights. Listen to it. And I want you to know something. I endorse the bracelet and anklets that we're talking about on there because it does. I can tell you this right now from people's testimony and my own. It does have an effect on your body. Hallelujah. Glad you brought that up, Jason. By the way, while we're bringing things up, I want you to know, folks, that we're still pushing ahead. We got a lot of irons in the fire here. But we're pushing ahead with our Project Logos to get that transmitter on the air, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all across the world, the Word of God, the pure Word of God in different languages. And I tell you, there's more to this than what you might know. We just had a crew installing an additional 480-volt three-phase service for the transmitter. We just added a 12.5-ton air handler for cooling, and we put in intake and exhaust duct work, and we've had to just replace a capacitor in the thing already. That cost $5,000. The additional copper wire, this copper wire has gone out of sight, $8,000 it costs us. And then we got hit with an unsuspecting high electrical deposit we got to put down, or we can't get the electricity turned on for this. Now, it just gives you an idea of the size of this project and why we need your prayers, your tithes, and your offerings. We don't beg you for money, but now and then I let you know that we got to have plenty to get done all that we're doing. So remember, you send your tithes to Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. I'm done, Richard.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we sure appreciate you joining us here this Saturday morning for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Even though we're not all here at the Radio Ranch, that's where it's coming from, and we do appreciate, as Pastor said, your support. Understand that, as he said before, we don't sell soaps. We don't have fundraising drives like your national Jewish radio, I mean national public radio does in your area, but we get by and we survive on the free will tithes and offerings that are sent in. And again, our address is Scriptures for America Ministry, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. And we're on the web at www.sfaw.org. That's sfaw.org. Well, thanks for joining us, and Pastor, we'll go out with one of your favorite songs.
Sounds good. Adios, Ben.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, stake high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more,
stake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake hide.
Again is the star of our show, Joel McRae.
One of the pleasures afforded us here in this show is the large number of letters we receive asking for special information about the Texas Rangers. This week we received one, an especially interesting letter, in which the writer said she had heard of an official Rangers prayer and inquired if such a prayer actually existed. It does. The prayer was written by Captain Pierre Bernard Hill, chaplain of the Texas Rangers, and I should like you to hear it. O God, whose end is justice, whose strength is all our stay, be near and bless my mission as I go forth today. Let wisdom guide my actions, let courage fill my heart, and help me, Lord, to do a ranger's part. Protect when danger threatens, sustain when trails are rough, Help me to keep my standard high and smile at each rebuff. When night comes down upon me, I pray thee, Lord, be nigh, whether on lonely scout or camped under Texas sky. Keep me, O God. And when my days shall end, forgive my sins and take me in. For Jesus' sake, amen. Good night, folks. Good night.